This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
He's the best looking man in this building. Alex Gold joins us now. Got his fresh KU Roback shirt on. That was a nice purchase out of the wallet. Got that Caitlin Clark money going fresh on your days these days.
It is a new one. It is a new hoodie for Kansas. Big game this weekend.
That's right.
I'm just glad to be on a show that doesn't lie about people. So I appreciate.
What do you mean lie about people?
It's good. Oh, it's good to be on with you guys. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean about lying.
There's Carrington and I are beefing this week. So
The border war is here.
Yeah.
A lot of talk coming out of Missouri from this one. I feel like anyway, and maybe it's just because of Carrington, but I feel like there's a lot of bloviating.
Look, it's fun they're playing again.
It's great
again. It's a ton of fun, and people should be fired up for the game and everything. I'm excited for it. That doesn't mean I'm going to Columbia.
You said yesterday the air you refuse to put any money in the city of Columbia.
That's right.
The only reason you go to Columbia is if you need to pull over and drop an upper decker at the bathroom at the gas station and continue on.
I think we've talked about that one before over the years. Carrington said he offered me free tickets and a parking pass, and I'm afraid to go, and he continued. He's never offered me a parking pass or tickets. So I've told him if he wants to transfer me the tickets right now, I'll be in Columbia Saturday if he does that. But he hasn't done that yet. It's a typical Missouri fan thing going on, I think.
Yeah. Who's the better team? I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. Now, look, I think from a betting angle, like, I'm taking Kansas plus 6.5 points. At one point, you could have got them plus 7.5, really like that.
So you're betting a close game.
Yeah, I think it's close. I'll take the team that's getting points, and Kansas is getting 6.5 points. I think, you know, overall roster-wise, Missouri has the better roster. It's an SEC roster. One thing Eli Drinkwitz has done an amazing job at is that the talent he has brought in is at levels they really have not had at Mizzou before.
Sure.
So he gets all the credit in the world for that. I still think Kansas has the better quarterback in this matchup, and it's early in the year. Neither team's really played anybody, but Kansas has played two games. Missouri's only played the one, and they did what they should do against Central Arkansas last week. But if you're going to get 6.5 points in a rivalry game, I don't think this is the same Kansas team that, you know, people have seen over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years where you think, oh, this is going to be an ugly one. I think we saw a little bit of that. With the way the offense has looked again the first couple weeks and the creativity and the formations, they're probably more creative than any other offense in college football. Doesn't mean they're the best offense, more creative. So I'm not going to take Kansas on the money line, but I'll take them getting 6.5 points.
Is that vibe still there? The KU-MU vibe? Because we haven't really seen a lot of it in football in a long time. I mean, I know it's been there, but it's not like, you know, because back in the day, Big 12, this was...
I think for football, it's there. I mean, look, the
Big 12, old Missouri Valley days. I mean, we're talking about the 1930s.
Look, last year, going into the basketball game, I wasn't all that amped. And look, to credit Missouri, they obviously kicked Kansas' ass in that game. But going in, I was like, I'm not that amped up for it. Like,
because I mean, you know where I am with college sports and everything right now. My Buckeyes put on a hell of a performance.
That's right.
The other
they did.
Day.
They did.
But like, this has got me going. Like, this is probably the only game I truly get excited for all
this
year
weekend,
because of the, who the opponent is.
Yeah, well, and this weekend, too, where we have the NFL kicking off tonight and obviously the Chiefs tomorrow, the only college football game that I'm interested in is KUMU this weekend. Otherwise, I'll be honest, I'm in NFL mode right now.
I'm in full.
If KUMU was not playing this weekend, I really couldn't care less about the rest of the college football slate. That's the only game I'm really focusing on because the rest is all about the NFL for me.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so let's look at a couple of bets then for Kansas-Missouri. You like Kansas, you know, with the 6.5. What else do you like in this game?
Yeah, so like with college football, depending on what state you're in, you can do prop bets. I don't really do a lot of the player props for college football. I just think it's a market that is going to favor the books most of the time. I'm looking at the total of 50.5. That's the latest number it looks like right now. At FanDuel, I believe it was 49.5 earlier in the week. I do think we're going to see plenty of points from both of these offenses. I don't think this is going to be like some defensive slugfest. I think both teams are going to empty the tank here, and you know, you'll see plenty of scoring. It's the middle of the afternoon game. I believe the weather is supposed to be perfect in Columbia, so that would be the only other bet. I don't mess with getting into the passing props and receiving props for college football. I just stay away from that in particular. If you were wondering, though, and you're listening, Pribula over under is 205.5 passing, and then Jalen Daniels for Kansas is 188.5 right now. If you're interested in that kind of market,
do you like Jalen Daniels to be a touchdown scorer? Because he uses his legs, he can get in there, and Bo can get in there as well.
Yeah, I think
I know you don't like passer or rushing props, but touchdown props are kind of sexy when it comes to college football.
Yeah, look, at plus 170, you've got Jalen Daniels to get a touchdown. For me, if Kansas is going to win the game, yeah, he probably is going to have to do something with his legs and get a touchdown. But if you're I don't think that is the bet like that you have to make for the game on the touchdown front. It's okay, by the way, to take some of the favorites on touchdowns. I know you get sometimes worried to take somebody that's minus 120 or minus 140 for touchdowns. But, you know, Ahmad Hardy, their transfer running back there at Missouri, he's minus 165. If you parlay that with Kansas is running back, you know, Daniel Hyshaw at minus 120. I kind of like that parlay together. All of a sudden, I think that knocks it down to like minus 111 or something like that. So then it's a reasonable bet. I would be surprised if neither of those running backs score a touchdown for their respective
better
teams.
Odds for Hardy on FanDuel than DraftKings. DraftKings has him at minus 200 to score anytime.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Minus 165 at FanDuel.
Yeah. Get better money value over there. That is Kansas, Missouri in a betting stance. Let's move on to tonight. Okay, because I love that you said it's a rivalry game. You'll take the points anytime you can. Dallas is getting laid on 8.5 tonight.
Yeah, so it's the first game of the year. I do too. It's the first game of the year. So even though if this was a week, you know, 8 Thursday night game, maybe you don't bet it and you're just like, whatever. But it's the first game of the year. I'm gonna have a bet in on the first game of the year. Yeah. It's the kickoff.
And it's not a typical Thursday night game.
No, it's got everything tonight, even if Nick Sirianni didn't know that the banner is getting raised and everything, which I'm sure he really was confused by.
It's hard to understand the first home game after winning a championship.
Yeah, nobody ever raises banners. No, it's a new concept. Dusty, I am on the Cowboys plus 8.5. It's so easy to hate on them because they're Jerry Jones and you trade Micah Parsons a week ago and all this. The assumption is that the Eagles are going to kick their ass and win going away. We've had these conversations for years now with you guys on this segment, and you guys know it, and our listeners know it. In the NFL, most games are close. It's not college football. This is blowouts will happen. There will be somebody this week that probably does win by 14 or more, but that is rare in the NFL, especially early on in the season. So I'm getting 8.5 points where I still think offensively the Cowboys will be able to put up some points. The Eagles did lose some pieces on that defense. You know, the Eagles will probably be the number one seed when the season's over on the NFC side and everything. But for game one, I still think Dak Prescott, when he's healthy, right, has weapons, and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, to me, they'll be able to put up some points here to keep it close. Remember, 8.5, they can be perceivably out of the game for most of it and still give you a cover and stay within 8 points. That's all you're asking for here. So especially if Dallas were to get the opening drive touchdown, and then you're in great spot because you're up 7-0. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but all of a sudden you're sitting there and you've got double digit points in your back pocket. So I do like the Cowboys to cover, not to win, but to cover tonight plus 8.5.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about what you said there is something we've talked about for a while now. You look at the spreads on the day before an NFL game, 3.5, 4.5, right? And then the Chiefs don't win by 40 and people go, I just don't understand why they're not blowing teams out. because the NFL is so close. Yet we realize that when we look at the lines, and then when we look at the final scores, for some reason that doesn't compute for people. Blowouts just don't happen in this league.
They don't. And the one thing, too, for this season, usually it rotates around. Much of the storyline last year was about, like, hey, you got to bet the favorites, because last year was kind of unheard of. Favorites were won 71% of their games straight up, not including the spread. And that was the third best regular season for favorites since 1980, according to BetLab. So, you know, do we see it flip? Like, you can get in your head a little bit trying to figure it all out. But at the same time, you know, is this the year where we see more of the upsets happening in the NFL? Because last year it was all about favorites, and on the road, favorites ended up 80-28. Now, in this case, the Cowboys are underdogs on the road. But just keep that in mind later on in the year. So we'll see. You know, everybody will try to chase the trends, which can be a little freaky in week one. How much stock do you put in trends in week one of the NFL season? Not as much as I would when we get to week eight.
Right.
And you really start to have a better feel for not only these teams, but just kind of how the league is going this particular year.
So what else do you like in tonight's game?
Yeah, so that's the only bet I have on Thursday Night Football. There's some other games this weekend that I'm kind of interested in. And also, since we're going into week one, the last week or so, a lot of my attention has been on the futures market for awards. I know we'll hit on it throughout the year with you guys, but like the Coach of the Year, MVP markets are always fascinating to me, because I think at the beginning of the year, you can narrow down a lot of the markets. Doesn't mean you're gonna hit on your bet, but the Coach of the Year, there's probably 12 coaches minimum, if not more, that you can just go ahead and cancel out of the picture. Like, you're just wasting your money. We've talked about Andy Reid.
Right.
He should, 15 wins should be Coach of the Year, but he's expected to win all the time. So in order for Andy Reid to be Coach of the Year, he's got to win 17 games and go undefeated. So,
and will that even get it done?
Right.
God forbid Daboll goes 9-8 this year with the Giants. Andy Reid goes undefeated. Daboll wins.
Yeah, right. So there's so many coaches you just were wasting your money on betting, I would say, on the Coach of the Year market. You know, you got to exceed expectations or be a first year head coach. So I would, let's say even tonight, I know people are once again down on the Cowboys, and I'm not suggesting they're going to have a great year, but just for the sake of the conversation, let's say Brian Schottenheimer, first year head coach, surprised a lot of people. Let's say they win 10 games and they make the playoffs. He's got a way better chance of winning Coach of the Year than Andy does going 15-2 again.
Yes.
Or Sean McDermott winning 14 games and being the number one seed. That's not going to get him Coach of the Year. He's expected to do it out of the AFC. So I look at a lot of first year head coaches. Out of the first year head coaches, who could exceed expectations? Brian Schottenheimer is actually an interesting name for the Coach of the Year market. I'm not saying I think he's going to be great, but just, same with MVP market, Dusty. The MVPs, if you're not betting on a quarterback, you're kind of wasting your money. 17 of the last 18 MVPs, if you're dabbling in that market, have been quarterbacks. So, and you have to usually hit certain benchmarks. The number one seed MVP candidate was the number one seed 13 times out of the last 18. So you got to pick a quarterback. You got to pick a quarterback you think has a chance to be a number one seed, and you can keep narrowing down the list a little bit. So, in the AFC, who do you think can actually be the number one seed this year? Mm-hmm. Buffalo. So Josh Allen, but then repeat back to back doesn't usually happen. So
right.
You cancel Josh Allen. So is then Lamar Jackson? Is Mahomes actually the guy you want to bet? So there's certain things like that, that at least it can narrow your names down to like 5 to 7. And then you maybe have a better idea and ultimately it's gambling, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you mentioned the MVP, and I think after what Dan Orlovsky had to say this morning,
what did he say?
Oh, you haven't heard this yet.
No.
Okay. This is the leading candidate. We haven't had a game yet for the dumbest thing said in the NFL okay. season to date. And it's going to be very hard to beat this.
Right now, it leads the locker room with -8,000
okay.
as the favorite.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the modern-day Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Just total alignment. Like, I remember Belichick and Brady constantly saying stuff and being like, there's no way you actually think that or feel that way or you operate like that. And it feels the same way. Jalen's just robotic and maniacal and very focused, not out in the public like Tom was when he was playing. And Sirianni, there's no way that he doesn't know, but he says, and you're like, maybe he didn't really know. Like the same way with Coach Belichick would say stuff when he'd be like, there's no way that you think that way. It just feels like their alignment and the way that they're so hyper-focused and blocking out the noise, it's very Belichick Brady-like.
So the one thing Bob notices is that you can hear the pins drop from everybody at the desk. You ready for it?
Yeah, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the modern day Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Did you guys? I think you guys played the audio earlier in the week from it was Kyle Brand. It's kind of what we all know. Basically, he was like, be on the lookout this week. There will be national media personalities that will try. He made it about the Chiefs, but he was just saying, like, this is the last week before the season, or it's the week of the season. So there will be somebody out there. It's in the system. There's a cut. And he's like, basically, there'll be somebody out there will intentionally just make outlandish takes this week to try to get attention right before kickoff. Well, there you go.
There it is. There's your one.
There's your one right there.
It's Dan Orlovsky. But I don't know. Honest to God,
Jalen Hurts is not winning MVP this year.
But they're not even the best quarterback combination.
Of course not.
I mean, in the current game, no. I mean, let alone next to Belichick and Brady it is really a dumb comment, and
yes.
it's going to be tough to beat for the dumbest comment of the year of the NFL season.
Oh, Bob, there'll be some here in a few weeks. Monday morning, there'll be one Monday morning.
Because we're going to play this a lot this year.
Look, I think the Chiefs are winning Friday night, Bob. But if the Chiefs lose Friday night, Saturday, there will be somebody, or Sunday morning on the there will be somebody saying the Chiefs are missing the playoffs or something like that.
Right,
there'll be some asinine stuff.
But that's more asinine
The all-time quarterback combo.
Belichick and Brady, they're the best quarterback coach combination. Totally forgetting about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, which will, when it's all said and done, because of Belichick's fraudiness, Belichick and Brady will not be looked at as the best quarterback coach combination of all time. It will be Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I do think that while college is separate from NFL, I do think, however, this tenure in North Carolina is going to go for Belichick, the lasting impression people are going to have for Andy Reid and Mahomes is going to be winning titles, going to Super Bowls and all that. The lasting impression people have for Belichick was obviously how it ended in New England. And now...
And Tom winning one without him.
And then now
Jordan Hudson.
North Carolina, who knows how the story ends there? I mean, this could be a one and done. I don't know.
I mean, she had that press conference really decorated like a sorority gala.
It was special.
It was Rush weekend.
That balloon art that she had there, that was Rush. That was sorority Rush around it. What in the hell was that? It almost makes you wonder, is this Les Miles 2.0?
Oh, gosh.
Over under months until she announced she's pregnant. I kid.
Offshore. That's an offshore book.
100%. Yeah. So dive into tonight's game, some prop bets I want to give to you, because I do have a 4-leg parlay with.
Oh, tonight?
So I do. And then we'll get into the Chiefs Chargers, some prop bets there. So tonight, over under 47.5.
Yeah, so we were just talking about Dak Prescott. I actually like the over in this game. I don't think the Eagles' defense will be as good this year, and I still think people are discounting. When Dak is healthy, it was just 2 years ago when he had a fully healthy season. An MVP candidate, legit MVP candidate. People like to hate on Dak. I don't get it. It's probably just because it's Dallas, but Dak Prescott, to me, with CeeDee Lamb, they're more than capable. With George Pickens, before he gets upset in 5 weeks, right now he's not upset. George Pickens is happy, so I think Pickens will have a big game.
I just pulled George Pickens.
Yes, yeah. Ooh, you guys? Yeah, that was something in the bullpen. My goodness.
Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown score.
Yeah, because of the tush push. Yeah. Right. Problem is, what is it, though? What's the juice on that right now?
Oh, I think it's like one. I think it's like.
I thought it was -140 or something.
Yeah, it was something around there.
-140 is all right, then. I mean, you're banking, obviously, a tush push. It's not banned, so you figure that's going to happen at some point tonight.
Yeah,
I would do it for their first play of the game.
Just right out of the gate. That'd be pretty fun.
-150 is the odds on DraftKings for that. Then you have a couple of receivers here. I don't like the number one wide receivers tonight just because I don't know. I know CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown are both there. Devonta Smith's over-under in yards tonight is 55.5.
55. I always worry with the overs on receivers in Philly outside of Brown, because I know Devonta Smith has the big playability, but Jalen Hurts, when we were just discussing the Belichick comparison and all that, Jalen Hurts and why I don't think he can win MVP, and this goes to why you're asking the question with Smith. I mean, he's going to throw for like 2,900, 3,100 yards this year.
Right.
Jalen Hurts tonight, they could play great, but is he throwing for 280 or 300? There's plenty of games you look at Jalen Hurts, he's throwing for like 220. And so I would get nervous about taking an over. Like, to me, they'll just be able to run the football a lot tonight. I don't know if they're going to have to pass enough to where I would want to bet the over on Devonta Smith.
Okay. And then you like the spread, Dallas +8.5.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's honestly the only bet I have on the game tonight. We're talking props and stuff, but the only bet I have for tonight's game, Dallas +8.5. I think they can hang around, and that's not even really – that's still essentially a two-possession game almost at that point in time. So if this was 7.5, I mean, if this was 6.5 or 7, completely different story. I'm not taking Dallas, but once you get above 8, above 7, yeah, I'll take Dallas in week 1 of the season.
We know the Chiefs' biggest kryptonite is the spread, because I think I saw a take this week on ESPN, or maybe it was NFL Network, that Josh Allen is better than Mahomes against the spread. Congratulations, you play in the AFC East, not the AFC West. -3 is the spread as of right now. I don't think that's moving. It hasn't moved since.
No, it was 3.5 though. Like a week ago, you could. I mean, so if you were someone that was trying to back the Chargers, you know, you were said, "Oh, I could, +3.5." You got a better number now. If you were back in the Chiefs, you love the fact that it came down to 3. And my guess is, unless there's some field news or injury news today or something like that.
Have you seen what's going on down there?
Well, the practice field?
Where was the practice
high school
field?
It was a high school
that's
soccer
field.
That's worse
than the places we used to practice like softball on with the kids, and you would find like you know needles on the field. Like
the goalposts were something.
The goalposts were from 1937. Like those were from the first NFL game that was ever played, and those goalposts are now down in Brazil. It looked like they went into like a park or somebody's backyard, like where they were walking out of the woods.
Yeah.
It was like Field of Dreams. These players are just walking out of the woods onto this practice field. There's a goat over here. Like, what do we have going on? This whole trip, the more I discuss this and think about it, man, the Chiefs and Chargers are doing a huge solid for the NFL in this one. The 12-hour flights, the two-hour bus rides.
The bus ride part is what I can't get over. Is it? And someone I'd have to explain. Are you not able to get a direct flight into Sao Paulo?
No, it isn't. That is.
But why is it 2 hours?
Because there's no interstates. I looked on the map.
Are you serious?
It's like 26 miles that takes 2 hours.
Oh, on a bus? Oh, geez.
What we're asking our NFL players to do.
Traffic on 435. Yeah.
Look, if you're going to be playing these international games, we know it's only going to increase. Eventually, everybody's going to be playing one international game a year. You, at minimum, besides the travel stuff, at minimum, the field, and we'll see what this was just a practice field, but let's see what the actual field looks like. That has to be top notch. You cannot be having what happened last year in Brazil happen again.
It happens every time they play down in Mexico or Brazil.
Yeah, they struggle
with the grass doesn't grow in the southern hemisphere.
It doesn't grow the same. It's like like soccer grass or soccer fields different than football field grass and stuff like that. Like I don't know. But if you're going to ask teams to play in these international games,
look at this guy on NFL Network right now. He's at like a bad park in Leawood.
It's like over at Heritage Park.
Yeah.
Look, I think the field conditions is something to watch. But in terms of betting the game, like so much been made this week about Harbaugh and his against the spread week one record. Like he's 5-0 straight up and against the spread in week one. He's covers the spread by 8.3 points per game. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Harbaugh can't be beaten week one. Andy Reid, though, is 8-4 against the spread as head coach of the Chiefs in season openers and 10-2 straight up. So I think. For whatever reason, nobody's mentioning that as much as they are mentioning Harbaugh.
Because it's an anti-Chiefer world that we're living in
right now. But take advantage of that now. Truly, from like a betting, I know we're in Kansas City and obviously we cover the Chiefs, but I love the fact that the narrative has been what it has been all offseason. They've got a chance starting tomorrow night to shut everybody up, but also from the betting markets, that the public is under the impression that the Chiefs are just done and what they were in the Philly Super Bowl, that they just stink and they're not good anymore. And Mahomes has lost it and all this kind of stuff. That's the impression they're under. Take advantage of that with betting, you know? So like the Chiefs -3, like they probably should be 3.5 or 4 point. Not 4 doesn't really matter from 3.5, but you get my point. Yeah. Like, so that's to me is something you take advantage of. Like everybody's been citing another trend that I've seen this week. And this one is where like the Chiefs to me are in a different spot than some of these other prior Super Bowl winners. So the stat floating around is that 11 other teams lost the Super Bowl by 14 or more points in the Super Bowl the year prior. They in their week one opener were 4-7 straight up and only 2-9 against the spread. And they've lost 7 consecutive games against the spread in week one. So essentially you get blown in the Super Bowl, you don't cover week one the next year. I just don't think with Andy Reid, with Mahomes, with this team, to me, they're better than they were, like, truly. Like, even without Rashee Rice, they're
a
better position.
Team,
yeah, they're better position. So, I guess the long way to answer your question, Dusty, I like the Chiefs -3 in week one against the Chargers.
The last one for you, say you want to hear him shut up the critics. Mahomes over-under yards in passing, 245.5. Justin Herbert, 229.5.
Yeah, I think they both go over.
Really?
Yeah, I think both quarterbacks go over this game. Yeah, I think both quarterbacks. Justin Herbert plays well against the Chiefs. Like, Justin Herbert, all the hate, like, he plays pretty darn well against Kansas City. I expect him to have a big game. I expect Mahomes to have a big game, but my favorite player bet in the game is actually Juju Smith-Schuster over 19.5 receiving yards. This early in the year, I think he's the biggest beneficiary from Rice being out. I think maybe he wears out by the time we get to week 6 or 7, but with the knee problems he's had in the past. But week one, I think this is the perfect spot for Juju Smith-Schuster to have a nice game. Eventually, it'll be kind of multiple guys stepping in, but I know all the talk about Tyquan Thornton. He's going to get a shot down the field, but Juju, it's a 3rd and 6, and they need somebody
who's just getting the ball.
I think other than Travis, I think Juju's the answer to that. So 19.5, that could be 2 catches, and you're there. I know they were low numbers last year for him, but I think this early in the year, you can capitalize on it. It was 18.5 last week, so it's gone up about a yard.
You want to take a shot at who has the best bet to get two touchdowns in this game?
Two touchdowns for the Chiefs or anybody in the game?
It's the best odds in the game. Oh, have multiple touchdowns.
Tell me. McConkey.
Xavier Worthy.
Oh, wow.
Plus 850.
So Xavier Worthy, he scored a touchdown, receiving touchdown 42% of his games last year. And then you get the rushing aspect, too. There's a chance, obviously, on a jet sweep or something like that.
Right.
He's plus 120 just for a single touchdown. I almost put it up on our board, our contest we're doing internally. I didn't, though. I ended up going DK Metcalf for the Steelers. But, yeah, no, Worthy's interesting. I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to remind people that, hey, when I'm healthy, I'm still very serviceable as a running back.
I have this monster at left tackle.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think Pacheco finds the end zone. If you were asking me to bet for someone to have two touchdowns, I'm not going to do it, but I actually think Pacheco is an interesting one.
Better odds, Pacheco finding the end zone or Dan Orlovsky finding a clue?
Pacheco, end zone, baby. Let's go.
What do you got coming up on Cody and Gold today?
Yeah, so we're obviously going to talk a ton about tonight's game a little bit, too, just to kick off in the NFL season, more about the field and the international stuff, but Danon Hughes is going to join us live from Brazil. We'll get his perspective. I think he slept the entire flight. He's got it nailed down. Like, he knows
that. Him and Josh probably didn't even know. Like, no. I did text Josh
10 hours
in flight yesterday. Where are, like, I'm like, you know, what's going on and how's it doing? I don't know. I'm asleep.
And then we got into what we're going to talk about it more. We got into a little conversation about coaches in the NFL yesterday. And so we're kind of going to go through. Cody says Sean McDermott is not a top 10 coach and Zach Taylor is a bottom 10 coach. So we decided, all right, let's try to map this out. So we'll talk a little about the coaches. I don't know where you guys stack those guys up. I struggled to fill out the top 10.
You know where I feel about coaches.
Yeah, because it's not like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The list is not going to be off of accomplishments. It's who do you want coaching your football team right this second?
I got one guy in mind and two, three, four, five, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, spoiler, my top five includes not only Andy Reid, but Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, and Matt LaFleur. Those are my top five.
Solid. So we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next Thursday. That's Golden Locks here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.